KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An economist says he believes the African continent will not be on U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's priority list when he returns to the White House. Trump will be sworn in for the second time as U.S. president tomorrow, having also served between 2016 and 2020. He arrived with his family in Washington this morning. Economist Azar Jameen remains skeptical about whether the continent will feature on his agenda.
I think we will only see over time various measures being taken and to see whether Africa actually features at all. I think it's very low on Trump's agenda at the moment, and although we are sitting with trepidation that he might get rid of AGOA, there is very little concrete evidence to suggest that that will indeed happen.
AmaZulu King Misizuluka Zweletini's wedding to his fiancée Nomzamo Mieni will not go ahead. It's understood that the Zulu monarch has called off his wedding, which was due to take place next week. Newswatch's Qinokutle Malinga has more.
In a letter to the Director General of the Premier's office, the King asked that Mieni's security, allowances and privileges be withdrawn. The letter says the traditional wedding was called off due to reasons beyond the control of the royal house. The move comes just a week after the King's first wife, Queen Ndogozo Gamayisela, turned to the courts for an interdict to hold the wedding. It's after her request for a family meeting seeking mediation on their divorce was pushed to next month. Qinokutle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And locally, the DA in eThekwini has filed a motion with the Speaker's office requesting emergency intervention to deal with a water crisis in Tongaat, north of Durban. The party says the area has faced water outages for a decade, with the floods worsening the community's suffering. DA Exco member Councillor Yogas Govender.
The situation is now quite critical, and as the DA, we are asking the city leadership to use any emergency procurement procedures to replace and repair these aging main pumping lines in Tongaat immediately and to upgrade the capacity at the Tongaat Waterworks also immediately.
Newswatch spoke to some of the affected residents.
We don't have water. It becomes days without water. How are we supposed to survive without water?
Sometimes we're having water crisis for 6 hours, 5 hours, sometimes for the whole day.
There's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours leading to flooding, excessive lightning, hail and damaging winds over the southwestern parts of KZN tomorrow. Durban a high of 27, also tomorrow, Kokstad 25, Margate 26, Underberg and Pietermaritzburg 28, Richards Bay and Moy River 30, Ulundi 31, Newcastle 32 and Ladysmith 33. In Durban, we've got 2 meter high sea swells in the morning with sunrise at 14 minutes past 5. That's all from the team for today. For Newswatch, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.